Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now it's time to do Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a lot of jokes today from Joe Eberhardt of Village Cycle Sports in Arlington Heights. And Jeannie in Michigan and Andy Michaels from McFarland, Wisconsin. And Mike Wildbon of Byron Center, Wisconsin, who drives the truck and listens to us on our app. Thank you, sir, for dialing us in. Who else sent in jokes? Kathy from Lafayette, Indiana. Chris Chase in Wheaton. Steve Fortuna. Susan in Florida. Mark Van Patten and David Larkin. Dennis Pazina in Wakanda, Illinois. Linda Wachleski and Sue Durbin in Palatine. Thanks, everybody, for the jokes. Hey, Dave, what's your favorite song about allergies?
How about Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary?
If you find out your spouse is a cannibal, whatever you do, don't ask them to make you a sandwich. Just a little pro tip. I got trapped in a bidding war for a house because my wife loved its lengthy corridor. Now I'm in it for the long haul. Three moles are walking through a tunnel. First one says, I smell sugar. Second one says, I smell cinnamon. Last one says, I smell molasses. Hey, Dave, here are more good books for you to read.
Oh, great job. What books do you have there?
School Truancy by Marcus Absent.
I see.
And here's Desert Crossing by I Rode a Camel. And here, read this book, Dave. Irish Heart Surgery by Angioplasty.
Okay, John, I've got some reading to do.
Hey, if you're going to the library, Dave, take this book too, Library Etiquette by Danielle Soloud. I called up my landlord and said, hey, I got a leak in my sink. He said, go ahead, I'm not judging. My memory is so bad anymore.
How bad is it?
How bad is what? Unfortunately, my obese parrot just died. Still, it's a huge weight off my shoulders. Hey, Dave, does this bus go to the loop?
No, it goes beep, beep, you know, like the other buses.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, John.
Still working here?
Yeah.
Finish this thought. Mm-hmm. Does a Swede listen to the Beatles? No, but can you finish this sentence?
The Swede?
It's a sort of, this our musical joke of the day. I wonder if Bob Kessler's got a good line on this. Finish this thought. Does a Swede listen to the Beatles? No, but
but if something listens to ABBA, that's where I think the crux of the biscuit is, as they say.
The crux of the biscuit is a saying? I'm not familiar with that saying.
It's a Frank Zappa lyric.
Finish this thought. Does a Swede listen to the Beatles? Some of you are screaming into your dashboards now. The correct answer is no, but Norwegian would.